You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Now, the reason I do this is because I don't want you to be intimidated by professors or teachers or whatever. I'm not saying that they would be intimidating, but they could be, very much so. And somebody like Richard Dawkins, right? Richard Dawkins, a very famous evolutionary biologist, and he's an aggressive advocate of atheism. And the reason I mention is there's a big article in Evolution News and Science Today, which I subscribe to, and I will share this with you. It's online, and I'll share it with you. They have a lot of cool stuff that's trending today, really cool. But without getting too scientific, which I could never do, he has a best-selling book out called The God Delusion. And there's a question someone ought to put to him. Richard Dawkins has repeatedly described a test that at the time, which is early 2000s, he thought proved evolution. He's really big on it. Now, however, taking into account accumulating scientific evidence since then, the same test demands a conclusion of intelligent design. Okay? Will he accept the conclusion and come out as an ID proponent, as they say, right? See, he says if Darwinian evolution is correct, every gene in a group of organisms will give approximately the same tree of life. And if intelligent design is correct, on the other hand, the designer would have picked and chosen the best proteins for the job in each organism. In that case, he says, genes would not all give the same tree of genetic resemblances. He did his book in 2009. It's called The Greatest Show on Earth, The Evidence for Evolution. Well, the data really supports intelligent design. Years later, they've sequenced a great number of whole genomes. As a consequence, they know that Darwin is wrong. He's not right. Every gene does not deliver approximately the same tree of life. Isn't that amazing? So now it's like, okay, Richard, scientific evidence is coming in for intelligent design. Scientific evidence for intelligent design. You don't ever hear that on the media, but there it is. You're going to abandon? You're going to keep what you said? Oh, yeah, you know, that's the big question right there. And as I said, this intelligent design passes the Dawkins test. That's a huge headline. And this may be the only place you've ever heard anything like that, or will. Which is kind of sad because it's scientific. Everybody's like, oh, we got to do the science. You know? Yeah, well, this is scientific evidence over the last almost 20 years. Pretty cool.
I say cut that out. What's it all about? Elucidate.
Yeah, elucidate.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
So it's interesting that we're talking about, you know, evolution versus intelligent design kind of thing. Earlier this morning, I posted on the Sound of Life Facebook page. Check it out. It's an incredible article. It gets a little detailed at times, but hopefully I went over the gist of it. But there's a big anniversary today, scientific-wise. Today's the day that Mount St. Helens blew up. They teach you about that nowadays in school. That was in 1980. Wow. I've been that long. See, we're so old, we think that was like 23 years ago. May 18th. It was located in the state of Washington. The volcano erupted. Lasted for 9 hours, the eruption did, the big gas plume and everything. The mountain got about 2,000 feet elevation knocked off the top of it. That's how much material was blown out. You had boulders the size of your car just cascading down and ripping through the dirt and the debris, you know, everything and stuff. And it actually created, get a hold of this, professor, actually created a canyon very similar, obviously not as big, but it was similar to the Grand Canyon. Now, you've always been told, you see, look at the Grand Canyon, this massive thing there, and there's a river in the bottom. Oh, see, that river is what carved the Grand over millions and millions of years. It carved out the, you know, and obviously it's been carved out. You can look at the different layers and stuff. But here we just had evidence of 9 hours carving out quite a significant path and quite a significant canyon. So one has to wonder, you know, did it really take all that long to carve that out. It's pretty cool. Just one of those things. And I don't think I've ever heard that mentioned when it comes to talking about the grand, you know, the Mount St. Helens explosion.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
So, this Nancy I was reading about, she is like what we all want to be, don't we? Don't we all want to find something at a rummage sale or the Salvation Army or whatever, you know? And boy, I tell you, this is a risk I take in telling you about this because I know the neighborhoods are going to be packed very shortly, maybe this weekend, people with yard sales, tag sales, what have you, and people will be stopping and perusing like Nancy did back in 2017, stopped by her local Salvation Army on the way home from work. She didn't see anything. She almost left. I think she's in the city, but she's not quite anonymous, but you'll see why here in a second. She kind of went by the China aisle again, and something caught her eye. Four black plates with these geometric faces hand-painted on them. $1.99 a piece. What a deal, right? They're nice. Look, nothing's wrong with them. She said, man, I'm going to buy it, man. I'll do something with this. She makes the purchase, and she goes online to check it out, and she realized, whoa, 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 hold the phone. They are Picasso, not making that up, Visage Noir, I guess. The beautiful face, something like that, I don't know. They're Picasso. They look like Picasso. They kind of look like your middle schooler art project in school. Okay. So they were hand-painted ceramics produced in a pottery studio in southern France in the town of Madura in the 1940s. One of them had Picasso's signature on it. Anyway, she got in touch with, you know, Sotheby's, Christie's, and they said, yeah, they're probably valued between $3,000 and $5,000 each. Turned out they were considerably more than that. At Sotheby's, $12,000, $13,000, and $16,000, respectively, per plate. The last plate, she's going to wait to sell and give that to her daughter. Pretty cool. That's the one with Picasso's signature on it. So, here we go. It's pretty interesting, right? You know, it just got me thinking. I've got these wooden lacrosse sticks hanging on the wall.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The sound of life.
Already thinking about a couple of years ago started a program of exercising and stuff, you know, and you have a person on a screen that's leading you through that. And I realized how many of the things she was saying had a spiritual connotation to it, you know, like breathing in deep through your nose. And you've heard me say this probably, let it out through your mouth. And when you let the breath out, let something go, right? Give it over. And Jesus said that. Bring it to me. I've overcome the world. World getting you down? I've overcome it. I got this. He's absolutely right. Do we trust him? It's pretty neat. That's a whole another thing, right? I got to give a big shout out to Jaden Smith. Not only has he created a restaurant on wheels, and the purpose is to travel to the homeless where they eat for free. He named his food truck I Love You. It offers free vegan food to people experiencing homelessness, especially in the Skid Row community. He's got one in Los Angeles, and he's got them in at least one in Harlem in the city. He tries to reach as many people as in need. Absolutely. The goal is not only to nourish vulnerable populations with healthy food, but also with compassionate staff who can lend a listening ear. Isn't that what it's all about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The sound of life.
Sitting there last night, you know, scrolling for a little bit while the ball game was on. Very exciting. They say people who go see baseball don't mind how long it is at all. It's just a social event for them, right? Kind of makes sense. People that watch TV at home are the only ones that want to speed it up. Well, when it's nothing to nothing, it doesn't matter how fast it goes, does it? And your bedtime is like, I got to go to bed. And then you start thinking about getting old, and you realize, you know, nobody has to really tell you you're getting old, because then you realize while you're reading reviews on Amazon for light bulbs. You
know? Serious thrill issues, dude.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face. And a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
You wish goats would run home if they're not home. All goats should be at home. We used to have a couple a year. I just read a story about them. The police are looking for a goat causing traffic chaos. They're absolutely oblivious to everything goes on. And they're sniffing out food is what they're doing. And our neighbors here where the radio station is, he used to have a couple of goats. He'd try to chain them up, but they would always get loose. But Lord help you, if you showed up with a box of muffins, I mean, you really had to know how to yell at them. You had to look them right in the face and yell at them. They'd run back from you for a little. But, boy, they were intent on getting you. There was really something. This one they called the peeping goat because he was wandering around at night. Imagine that. They sitting there watching TV and looking out and having a goat looking you like that. But they finally got him. It was all well and good. They got him. They go, you know, it's all that. Hey, good morning, Cup of Joe. Morning show. Who's this?
God bless you, Joe. It's Mary Poppins. Hey, Mary. I'm listening. You all are such a blessing. I'm telling you, it's your station just saved me at a time that I definitely needed some comforting in a stranger in a strange land. And certainly today it's a strange land. But I wanted to say about Jesus. People were drawn to Jesus because he loved people, and people don't care what you know until they know how much you cared, and he cared about everyone. And yes, I'm sure he played games. I know he danced at the wedding, and he was someone that people wanted to be around.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.